Lord, for help, I would direct your attention for a few moments to the first chapter of Samuel, chapter 7, and reading verse 12. The first book of Samuel, chapter 7, and the reading verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Samuel had just witnessed a wonderful event in his life, and that was the return of the Ark of the Lord. We know that it did not come so long to for some time to Jerusalem, but it was found in the borders of Israel. Samuel being but a child when it was lost. It was lost because of reckless, sinful, ungodly behaviour in the Church of God, likening it to the days of the capture of the Ark of God. But nevertheless, we have witnessed such solemn changes, such alterations, such change around. But more than that, we have witnessed God's frown upon us. We've witnessed indeed we have not had his divine approval. Often it is prayed, is it not, for the power of the Holy Spirit, and we are bound to say that we realize that lack of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes men proportion blame in various areas for this, but friends, the truth is this, is it not, that we have grieved the Holy Spirit in what we have done and what we have been doing. Now, that incorporates all of us. It does indeed. I say, are we living under his frown, or are we living under his smile? So we find the Ark of God is returned, and there was this gathering together to Mizpah, and the Philistines observed that gathering together afar off, and were enticed to strike again at Israel. Oh, I say, oh, the Philistines, what a purge they were on Israel, how they hated Israel. Oh, I say, the Philistine has never changed. But our mercy is that God indeed did come, and he thundered upon the Philistines, and he so frightened them that they fled. And in their fear, the Israelites were able to pursue after them and slay them and drive them away. My friend, two great events so close together. And we do not find Samuel saying, "Oh, that is well done. Oh, now indeed we can live happily. Now indeed we'll do well." But no, my friend. What did he do? He offered up thanksgiving unto the Lord, offered up thanksgiving to the Lord. There was great need indeed to offer up thanksgiving to the Lord. Oh, should not we then also, when the Lord does appear and does deliver, offer thanksgiving to the Lord? Now, the word that particularly upon my mind here is, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And we need to speak of this. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen. What do we know of Mizpah? My friend, going back many, many years, it was the very place where Jacob made an agreement with his father-in-law, was it not? Yes, that God should be a witness between them. For indeed, Jacob was to leave Laban and his household. Oh, remembering this, that one was an idolater, the other was a believer in Jehovah. Friend, they set up a stone at Mizpah. It was a place to be remembered and not to be a place of to be forgotten. My friend, and in Samuel's day, it was this very place where it was a testimony to the separation between the believers and the unbelievers. I say, what a mercy if we can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us to separate, helped us to be reconciled again to God, helped indeed to bring forth those recorded mercies of the Lord, helped again to testify to the Lord's goodness. Friends, brought again to be humbled before Almighty God, that he has not cut us off and has not delivered us over to our true desert. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. I say, have you got a Mizpah stone in your life, where God had come, the changing of events in your life? But remember, Jacob's life was, I would say, an unusual life, but perhaps the wrong word to use here. Jacob, like you and I, was born in sin and iniquity. He indeed was a deceitful creature. He had a thirst and a desire for the things of this world. Before you say, oh, a covetous man, we need indeed to remember this. And such was some of you. Yes, such was each one of us by nature, desiring to have more than our share, which God doth allow. But you know, when brought to Mizpah, we can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. He does surely give unto his people that which they are in need of. The good psalmist said, give me neither poverty nor riches, but feed me with food convenient for me. So there must certainly have been a great change of heart and spirit in the life of Jacob. Surely the Lord met with him prior to coming to this place. For remember that God met him when he was a slave. My friend, do remember this. You'll never stop the Lord meeting you at that appointed time and place. Oh no, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The greatest resistance, the greatest enemy that you and I have in our lives is self. Self. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Oh, I say, but who then can save us? Who can help us? None but Almighty God. We read that Jacob dreamed a dream. And you know, we cannot stop ourselves from dreaming dreams. And if it's so appointed of God, he can use such dreams to convey things to us which we may not have wished to have made known to us. There he saw a ladder coming down from heaven to earth, and the Lord stood above it. And his verdict of the whole matter, when he awoke, was this. How awful is it, the place. God was in it, and I knew it not. My friend, yes, therefore, he had a deep and lasting impression upon him. And on that occasion after Mizpah, we read that Jacob wrestled with God. Yes. He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Friend, hitherto has the Lord helped us. Has it caused thee, this day, this night, to wrestle with God? Yes. God came to him, yea, when he had put over all his stuff over the brook. Yes. Oh, I say, what wrestling prayer he had. Have you ever prayed? Do you know what prayer is for? What it's all about? Is a prayer of great importance to you? Is prayer a matter that you do not care about at all? My friends, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Do you know what it is to come to that place where the man said, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him? Friend, what a Mizpah that is, a witness that though all things may be turning against us, although all things may seem indeed to be taken away from us, many fears with regards to the future. Oh, that between Mizpah and Shen, that word Shen, you know, means a dark, jagged rock, or a place unknown. Yes, and how indeed the unknown sometimes brings to us many a fear. What will the end be? But Samuel, he seems to bear the whole matter before the people. Yes, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. He has ever proved to be an unchanging and an unalterable God, that what he has said he will fulfill. Having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Friends, it's a great mercy, is it not, to be able to say, casting all my care upon him. And as Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Friends, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. There may be some here this afternoon who are saying this, but never before has the Lord helped me. But has he helped you at this time? Never before have I cried unto him, my friend, and you would not have cried unto him now had not the Lord helped you. Friend, what a great mercy there is to be helped out of that desperate place of unbelief and deathly determination to have our own way against our God, when we have strove and fought against him and determined to have our own will. And what has he said to thee? Not yes, but no, thus far, and no further. Friend, his help, my friend, because it was a slippery pathway, it was a falling slope that you were now on. But my friend, who is able to save one from thus falling? Oh, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The eternal God is thy refuge, says Moses, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Friend, it doesn't matter how many times we have known this, but the truth is this: hitherto, even if this be the first time, you live to prove that you have an unchanging and unalterable God, and that although many might assail against you and may indeed collaborate with one another to overthrow you, but my friend, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You look through Scripture, and you'll always find the forces of evil are quite happy to unite, although they may be diametrically opposed to one another. They'll always unite against Almighty God. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Surely those frightening experiences, and have we not thought, well, surely I am wrong, everybody else must be right. It's presumptuous on my part to think I am right and they are wrong. Friend, hitherto hath the Lord helped us, my friend, to be faithful to that holy agreement, to be faithful to his word. For he's, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Friend, you cannot cast your lot in with the majority and abandon God's tender mercy. Cast aside his former love and care over you in times past. Brought to that place where you say, one thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see. One thing I know, whereas once I was dead, but now I live. You say, how do I know that? Like the prodigal in the parable. He was once dead and is alive again. The evidence is this, that he had returned. I say, what a mercy, if you can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped me and caused me to return. Wherever we speak of repentance, we can never think or speak of it without bearing in mind that word return. Return into God. Oh, do we not sometimes sing that hymn, "Return, backsliding souls to God." Yes, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Friend, how oft times it seems a lonely and a narrow pathway for the people of God. But not so lonely as we might think, because the way in which we were living and pursuing was the way of death. But the straight and narrow way, friends, is the way of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. One way leads us down to destruction. It's so easy, it's so comfortable. And the devil, he doesn't mind if you continue in sleep. But you see, the other straight and narrow way is a way in which you are awakened to reality and to the truth. Lord, I have sinned against thee, and against thee have I come short in thy sight. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Cause us to return. Cause us to confess our sins unto Almighty God. When was the last time that you confessed your sins? Dare you say, "I am sinless, I am innocent, I am pure"? Don't talk to me about confessions. But what about your behaviour? What about your thoughts and conversation? What about God's most holy law and the keeping thereof? I don't want to know all about those things. You don't. I say, hitherto hath the Lord helped his people, that he makes them to know. And do remember this, that where we have this Ebenezer stone, it is not only a place of remembrance for the Lord's people, but those that fear not God, it is a stone, a remembrance to them, yea, a warning to them. I say, how we need to be continually warned with regard to the pathway in which we live. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Oh, I say, does not the Lord lead his people in that way which often is so narrow that you can only tread in it yourself? You cannot tell other people of your state and your condition. But you can say this, "Blessed be his name. When I was sinking, he lifted me up. When I was dying of hunger and thirst, he fed me with that bread of life. When indeed I felt condemned because of my sin and shame, and everything was stained and ruined. But hitherto hath the Lord helped me." It was there that he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest." Friend, an Ebenezer stone, testifying to what the Lord has done. "I was laid low, and the Lord lifted me up. I cried unto the Lord in my trouble, and he delivered me." Do you remember that time? Say, surely now I must be brought into open shame and disgrace. And what will other people say if they know and see all my faults and all my sin. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. The Lord has sought many ways to deliver his people. But there's only one way of deliverance from eternal ruin, and that is by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Friend, do you know what it is to feel to be brought under the law of Almighty God? We know indeed that the law cannot save you, but I believe this: the Lord will show you what you need to be saved from. My friend, then we are in a helpless state. And what the law demands, for it we read that there can be no remission of sin without the shedding of blood, or in other words, without being put to death. Without being put to death. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Why, it was God that sent his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, into this world to save them from their sin. Yes, there was no other way, there was no other means of saving us from our sin but through his own dear Son, Jesus Christ. There was no other good enough to take away our sin. There is a good line of doctrine and teaching that we must never forget, because there is no other substitute or additive that can be found to deliver us from sin. We cannot deliver ourselves from our sin, and neither can we deliver others. But my friend, our mercy is the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed upon Calvary will never, never lose its power. Oh, I say, to seek and to know more and more of that wondrous power, that peace and pardon may be sealed in our own hearts and consciences. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Was there not a time when we really hoped that now I should go more easily, more softly? Did not Hezekiah speak in a similar strain as this? I should go softly all the days of my life. By these things men live, and in these things is the life of my spirit. The things that he had passed through, friend, we wouldn't belittle what the Lord hath delivered us from, and in praise him in hearing and answering prayer. But remember this: we'll ever need him. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. He is a witness to us that he has helped, he will help, and he can help in every situation. Hitherto. You know, there is a pathway which none of us here have walked as yet. I don't mean to be funny or facetious in this, and that is, we haven't come down to die as yet, have we? I say, how we shall need him then. Oh, I say, what a mercy to look up and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. There to behold Calvary, there to behold his glorious teaching. Does not Jesus himself come to remind us of this and to revive these things within us? For he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go and prepare a place for you, he's gone, my friend, he's gone to prepare a place for his people. And he said, and I will come again and receive you unto myself. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Friends, we can make no preparation, can we? After our life is finished in this world. But my friend, the Lord can and he has. And friend, neither can we fit and prepare ourselves for the day of our death. Many might look upon the records of those who have died and have witnessed a faithful witness and have shown such wonderful grace on a dying bed. Friend, remember this. He doesn't give dying grace until dying grace is needed. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Do you believe this then, that of that time and of that situation is entirely in his hands? But until that time does come, between now and then, we need the Lord Jesus Christ to be with us in all the unchanging scene, in all the changing scenes in life's journey. And we do not know at all what lies before us. Have we not come across those of recent days who have come into such dark and solemn dispositions, and it brought us to that place to be completely amazed? And this is the reaction it's had upon me. Lord, if such things should come upon them, then what must come upon me, so unworthy as I am? But hitherto hath the Lord helped us. His all-sufficient grace is adequate day by day. Oh, I say, does the Lord bring you off to a Mizpah, the place of witness, the place indeed of recorded mercies, the place indeed of the faithful commitment of his dear people? Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. We cannot do it in and of ourselves, but as one said, I can do all things through him which strengthens me. That's a wonderful truth, isn't it? All things. And do not say in our heart, oh, but he was much stronger than I am. He's much more capable, more competent than I am. Not a bit of it. He was just a greater sinner and prone to sin as you are. And his testimony was this: I am what I am by the grace of God. Then tell me, any of you who testify differently to that, tell me those who can say, yes, I can say that. I am what I am by the grace of God, not of righteous works of my own, but of his mercy and of his loving kindness. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. We read of those disciples who were taken to the Mount of Transfiguration and entering into the cloud. My friend, they were brought into fear. Yes, indeed. Oh, is there a cloud pursuing, coming upon you? You say, yes, things are getting darker and darker. And will the Lord leave me to myself? The thing that I dreaded most seems about to burst upon my head. My friends, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. You know, good William Cowper, and he wrote that beautiful hymn, God Moves in a Mysterious Way. He didn't write it just because he had great poetical ability and thought it would sound nice. But no, my friend, hitherto hath the Lord helped him. And that dear man needed so much help. He didn't just think he was going out of his mind. The poor man did go out of his mind. And it seemed that sad affliction, it robbed him of what would have been of great advantage to him, of being a barrister. Yes, already unqualified. But what now? Is God good and kind to such a man as this? My friend, he said, judge not the Lord by feeble sense, or scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Oh, friend, what a gracious man in his deep affliction he proved to be. Yes, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yes, have you seen something growing lately in your life? Is it a bud with a bitter taste? Yes, these things I cannot accept. It hurts me so. It casts me down. Yes, it seems so different for other people. Yes. But he says, the bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. The unfolding purposes of Almighty God display his honour and his glory that belong exclusively unto him. Yes. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Is not this the testimony of the children of God? Has not this been the testimony of those who had a real desire to put on Christ? Yes, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. My friend, their testimony can't go beyond that which they have already lived. But my friend, their testimony is of the future. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. I say, will it not be so? Is he not able to help you and so to you assist you? A faithful, a covenant mercy and grace. Friends, he'll never break that covenant. No, he'll bring you to Mizpah. Why, the Lord brought me out and has never called me to go back again. Never intended to go back again. The Lord has never indeed intended that I should declare a continual war on the ungodly. That is his prerogative alone. For who can tell? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. He'll bring out as many as the Lord our God shall call, and they shall be brought to know. Oh, that their Lord is their God and their helper, now and for evermore. Oh, may the Lord bless his word and such feeble ramblings. Pardon and forgive what we've spoken amiss. Amen.